Bobbert, if you don't come out of that toilet now, I'll be up these stairs to drag you out.
Oh, for God's sake, Granny, what have you done? I've got to get in there. It's Alma's day.
Oh, yes, it's Alma's day.
There's no use shouting. It's her age. She can't hold on to it.
There's no need to go into details.
Come on, Granny, will you?
When you come out, Mother, you know it's Alma's day. She knows it's Alma's day.
Yeah, she's stubborn, she won't be told.
An important day of her young life, and you're just standing there, Jack Crumley.
No, I'm not. I'm shaving in the sink. I'm not in the bathroom, but in the sink where I'm not allowed to shave normally, so I'm not in Alma's way.
Then hurry. She's not had her breakfast yet.
She's still in there.
Gather.
She knows it's my day, my special day, my once-in-a-lifetime day, and she don't care I'm busting.
Right. I'm going to get her out.
Thanks, Mum.
I don't care what state she is. Jack, get the door.
Oh, God, look, you get it, Alma. You're standing by it.
How can I go? I've not got my face on, my hair's in irons, and I've only got my robe on.
All right, then. Look, you answer the phone. I'll answer the door.
I've got to go upstairs, Dad.
Daft old bat.
You are?
Oh, hello, Dory.
You took long enough.
Crumley residence, hello.
Aren't you going to let me in?
Oh, yeah, yes, nice to see you, Doreen. She's on the phone.
I'll just get him, hang on.
Lovely sunny day for it. Hello, Alma, love.
Hello, love. It's for you.
For me?
No, me dad. It's for you, Dad.
Well, who is it?
It's Arkwright's Pickle Factory. Doreen, I've got to go.
Calm down, Alma. Oh. You've got half an hour.
No, I've got to go.
Oh, well, you know what they say.
Alma?
No, of course not.
I know.
But no, I'm not sick. I've got a day off. I've booked it.
It's all go, isn't it?
Yes. No, Mr. Spurgeon, you've got it all wrong.
Of course, I can't be late these days. Well, when you employ people, you have to watch them.
You see, I cleared it with personnel.
Owning your own salon gives you an insight into human nature.
Oh, I can't come in. No, you see, it's Alma, my daughter's special day. Don't you remember? I told you.
You'd never believe some of the excuses they give you for not turning up to work.
I've got to take her to London, you see. Yes, I know how old she is. It's her special day. Oh, well, how are I to know?
Hurry up, Palmer. I've not got long.
Look, yes, I know Mr. Hagasaki is the boss man. Yes, I'm sorry, Mr. Spurgeon, to let you down like this, but as our Alma's going to be a TV star, I've got to be there. And I did book it.
Hello, our daughter.
Hello, Mrs. Crumley.
Have you got a cup of tea? Jack, yes. Have you given her a cup of tea?
I'm on the phone.
Men. It's all right, Mrs. Crumley. I don't drink tea bag tea no more.
Well, I wish
I drink health tea from the health food shop. It makes you healthy.
But I can't, I'm afraid, you see.
Alma has that.
Look, we'll just have to leave it at that, Mr. Spurgeon.
I'll get you some.
Goodbye, Mr. Spurgeon.
I think she's coming out. Doreen, come up to the bathroom and finish my hair, will you?
Right, you are. I'll take a rain check on the team, Mrs. Crumley.
What?
Later.
Who was that on the phone? Was it the studio?
No, it was Pickle Factory.
Why?
Oh, they wanted me to go in.
Why can't they leave you alone? They know what's on.
Well, Agasaki's flown in from Nagasaki, you know, surprise visit. He wants a test run of the new product.
What's that?
It's Granny Arkwright's pickled squid rings.
Oh, it sounds disgusting.
It is.
Well, you're not going in.
No.
Very idea. They know that Alma mustn't be upset. She's got artistic temperament. Your Mr. Spurgeon has seen her perform.
I know, yes. You see, the other electricians on a self-awareness course. There was no one there to set up the line for the test run.
Well, that little Japanese man will have to do it. He ought to be fit enough, all those exercises you have to do.
No, well, I don't think they're compulsory for senior management.
How were it left?
Well, he's going to try and get an outside electrician.
I've had no breakfast.
We've none of us had our breakfast, Mother. We'll just have to make do with cereals.
Why isn't he at work?
Because I bloody well booked the day off, that's why.
Don't rise, Jack. It's just Mother's little joke. Just sit down, Mother, and read your catalogue and Jack will make you a cup of tea.
I will.
Where's our Alma?
She's managed to get into the bathroom at last, as you well know.
Sit on the toilet seat, Alma, and I'll finish your hair for you. I'm sorry you have to come in here, but it's the only place with a big mirror and a decent light.
You need bulbs all round the mirror like I've got in my salon.
Still, I'll soon be free of all this.
Well, they say the only way out is up. I'll just take these out first.
You know, the lovely thing about television is you're not confined. Singing is an international art form. Paris, New York, Dortmund.
Listen to your mum and dad going at it down there.
Aye.
You see, I was right to do this colour yesterday. It suits you.
It's not too bright.
No, not for telly.
I'll just tease out these curls. The rep was amazed we'd achieved that particular shade. Mind you, it's a bit daring for the shoe shop.
Well, I'll not have to worry about that, will I? The corporal never see me again.
Suzanne, did you notice him?
I have. Well, I weren't going to. I didn't want to let them down, not with it being the busy season. But when that Mr. Jenkinson was shirty about me having the day off, I told him. I said, the next time you see me, Mr. Jenkinson, I'll be in the corner of your front room in colour.
That were bold of you.
Oh, just think. I'll never have to crouch over a pair of smelly feet again. Or be polite to rude children. Or the people can be serving me for a change.
I know what you mean. Another 3 months and I'll have my second salon.
You won't.
Then I won't have to run my fingers through any more greasy locks. I'll have staff to do that.
I'll have to admit it. You have done well.
I shall have 3 slim-hipped, round-bottomed Italian boys calling me madam.
You wouldn't.
You see if I don't.
Mind you, I'll have my job cut out picking and choosing. Fans everywhere and rich men in big hotels in foreign cities.
Well, I always say if you're going to have thumbs in your knicker elastic, they've got to be young,
young
and
lusty or gold-plated.
Mind you, not too much of that for me. I shall concentrate on my career in the big time. Work towards my golden dream. Having a musical written for me by that Andrew Lloyd Webber. Better than 3 salons, eh, Do?
All right. Soon you'll be able to pay me for doing your hair.
You what?
Only joking, love. Well, you've certainly got confidence these days. I'll give you that.
It were playing Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz that did it.
They got a producer in from Leeds to do that one, didn't they?
Aye, a professional. He told me I'd got star quality. And I knew when I stood there on the co-op stage to that standing ovation, my star was going to light up the world.
You got a lovely write-up and all.
And I did for Oklahoma. The epitome of a small-town American girl, they called me.
That's clever for a Lancashire lass.
Oh, I can feel the power escaping from my body. I am in command.
And I've nearly done. Your fellow steward will not know you.
No, actually, he never has. No, he never will.
Oh, the boyfriend is for the chop, is he? Got the elbow, bashed on the head and said ta-ta to. No more bonking in the back of the van amongst the computer peripherals.
His services photocopiers.
Well, no more inky handprints on your bum, then.
Doreen.
When are you telling him, Alma? Now or after?
Well, I don't want to upset myself, so it'll be after.
Is he coming round here before you go?
Well, I've said not to.
I see.
I feel badly about it, Doreen. But I've been thinking about what you said in pub t'other dinner time, and I have decided I'm going to end it. You're right. He's too small for me.
Well, I've told you, I can't see him partnering a famous showbiz personality.
Oh, I'm glad we have that chat, Doreen. I needed your support, but I feel, well, cruel.
You've got to be cruel to be kind. You've got to be hard to get on, and you've got to get on.
Like you.
We'll have to see who's going to make a million first, won't we?
It's not just the money, you know, Doreen. Mind you, if I throw him over after I'm on the ladder to success, it'll seem like it's gone to me head.
Well, it's up to you, but once you flush the pan, it's gone.
Doreen.
Come on, Alma. Your photo's in the paper with a rifle.
Oh, come on, Doreen. Let's see what it says.
Jack, come and see this.
Well, what have you done about?
Listen, local glamorous singing star, Alma Crumley, 22.
24.
Shh, today.
Where's the picture, then?
Do you want to hear this?
Show us the picture.
And fetch me tea.
Have you not had your tea, Mother? No. Jack.
I was drinking it when you fetched me in.
I'll get it.
Oh, my God. I look a fright.
No, you look great.
There's a bit of great smudge right across my face.
Our sideboard's come out well.
Oh, I shall be so glad to get out of this crappy town. The big London papers print proper pictures.
You take sugar, Brown?
Of course I do.
Well, that photographer used to serve in the poor butchers.
Four. Your hair looks nice, though. Her hair looks nice, Doreen.
Did he mention the salon?
If you'll all stop interrupting, I'll read it.
Here's your tea,
Brown. Is it stirred? The staff of the co-op shoe shop, Station Road, where Alma is a foot care trained sales assistant. I said they thought Alma's success was very fitting. After all the hard work.
Show us a picture, then.
Just wait on. The whole town will be rooting for our Alma, and your Weekly Herald will run another exclusive interview after her appearance. Confident Alma said, goodbye to small town, small-minded Stalybridge. I'm off to fame and fortune.
Folk will not like that.
Exclusive interview, like hell. You'll have to share me with the world next time.
And send the photographer back to his trade. Your hair's out of focus. That'll do me no good.
Well, show us the picture,
then. Oh, here you are, Gran.
Oh, that's the post. I bet it's all for you today.
What do you think of me picture, Gran?
Well, there were no need to have your skirt in the air.
In show business, that's called a glamorous pose.
In my day, it were known as showing tomorrow's washing.
Oh, these all look like cards for you. This is from the girls at the co-op.
Oh, and this one's from the committee of the Goyt Valley Light Opera.
One from your Uncle Bill to my favourite niece. Oh, he was always so fond of you. Do you remember, Mother? Mm. He used to bounce her on his knee.
And put his hand up my skirt.
Stop it, Alma. Of course he didn't.
Look, have you seen the time? The taxi will be here before you're ready.
Oh, I must try my dress on.
You've tried it on time and time again.
She's never bothered to show it to me.
I've got to make sure that everything's right. I've got to be certain in my mind. Come on, Doreen, come and help me. I don't want to mess up my hair.
Well, I'm going upstairs to get changed. We'll never get there unless somebody gets it organised.
You know I've not had my breakfast yet.
Well, go and get some. You're not an invalid, you know.
I'm well aware of that, Doris Crumley.
Where are you going now?
Upstairs.
Why, your breakfast's not there.
I'm going to the toilet.
Not again.
That old bat, she should be in a home.
I heard that, Jack Crumley. This is my home, bought and paid for. So, if anyone goes into council care, it'll be you lot.
And now then, Mother, Jack didn't mean it.
Well, I did.
Oh. Hello, Crumley residence. You what? To be joking. Look, I've told you already, I've booked that day off. Look, there's somebody at the door. I've got to go. You what? Well, just tell Mr. Clever Clogs Agasaki to do it himself. Oh, bloody hell. I shouldn't have said that. Oh, sod it.
Anyone answering that door, Jack?
Yes, I am. Oh, hello, Stuart. I didn't think you were coming round this morning. What do you want? You know, it's 10 to. I mean, come in. Why don't you have a cup of tea, read the cards, look at the papers, see the dress, look for another job for me?
I've seen the dress, I've had my tea, but I will come in to say good luck to Alma.
Go on, come and wish us all good luck, because we need it.
Things not right, Mr. Crumley?
Not right, no, they're bloody not.
Alma, okay?
Yes, thank God. I can't wait for her success, you know, so I can look after her. Manage her career, raise 2 fingers at the rising sun. Sit down, I'll tell her it's you. But don't keep her talking, because we've got to go. Alma! Alma, Stuart's here. Alma, Stuart's here. Oh, who the hell's in there? Is that you, Doris?
No, it's me.
Oh, I bloody give up. Doris! Doris, your mother's still in the bathroom.
I know.
Now's your chance, Alma. You've got 5 minutes to tell him. I can't end the relationship of years just like that. We were at Jubilee Street Primary together. He used to pinch me bum in the dinner queue and eat the skin off me custard.
Hearts and bloody flowers. You're supposed to be a woman now. Just save your silly stories for Michael Aspel and this is your life.
Oh, you're right. I'll do it now.
Was that the chain? Has she done it there? Oh, for God's sake, get out of the way, Gran.
There's no need to push. Oh, he can't hold on to it. It's his age. Alma, what have you got on?
It's her audition dress,
as you well know.
But what are you wearing on your top?
Oh, don't be silly, Gran. This is a strapless dress.
Well, I hope your bits and pieces are safe in there. And you better keep your knees together on train and all.
I'm not wearing it on the train, Gran.
Hello?
Oh, well. Down in a minute, Stuart.
I just thought
that... I'll be down in a minute.
Jack, are you out of that toilet yet?
No.
Have you found your braces yet?
No.
I've got them.
You've what?
I'm wearing them.
They're Jack's.
Oh, take the notice. She's winding you up, Mother. Here goes, Doreen.
Winding her up.
Come here, Gran. I'll do your hair.
No, thanks. I've seen what you've done to Alma's. I'm going down for my breakfast.
I think Alma wants a quiet word with Stuart. You stay up here.
What about?
It's private, Gran.
Is she pregnant?
No.
Pity. That'd steady her down.
What's happened to your hair?
Doreen's coloured and styled it for my television appearance.
Oh, you are on the telly, then? I thought it was just an audition.
What do you mean, just an audition, Stuart? They have to audition. It's the law. And I've got to seem fair to the others. But the producer, John, he signed the letter to me personally after I sent them a photo and a tape, so he knows what he's getting. He wouldn't ask me all the way to London unless he meant to put me in the show. John is just making sure I haven't got three legs and that it is my voice on the tape.
All right.
And this time there'll be no looking back. I've served my apprenticeship, Stuart. I'm done with singing at the Co-op Hall and the Welfare Hall and the CIU in the room at the back of the pub. I'm good. I know I'm good. I've heard them cheer. I've had them standing, clapping, wanting more. I've had enough of small town jealousies. I should have played Sally Bowles in Rochdale, but the producer told me. They're scared of you, Alma. You're too good for them.
I see.
You have to believe in yourself. I've had that acupuncture. I know that mind can conquer over matter.
You got quite friendly with that producer bloke, didn't you?
Professionally, he recognised my talent.
Then why didn't he give you the part in Rochdale?
He told me he couldn't. It were a committee decision.
He can't be much of a professional if he has to do as he's told.
Oh, don't be stupid, Stuart. He was hired by them to do their show. He couldn't bring me in. As Roland said, I would have exposed the lack of talent in the group.
I thought they were supposed to be very good.
They are, Stuart. That's the point. But I'm better.
Did he tell you that?
What do you mean?
You seem to pay a lot of attention to what he says. I mean, you're giving everything up on his say-so.
You've not listened to a word I've said. Not just on his say-so, but on Alison's say-so and my audience's say-so. All those people out there wanting me. And now they've played my tape and seen my picture in London. John wants me as well.
But I thought your music teacher said you weren't quite ready.
Alison's good, Stuart, but she's like you. Small town, cautious. She's never broken away. I'm not staying trapped in this dump.
I don't see you being here as a tramp.
No, you don't.
I'm not saying don't try, but you seem to be cutting yourself off. You've given up your job, you've raised two fingers to the town. What did you say? Goodbye, Stalybridge. You won't be able to come back.
I won't need to come back. Roland says that this is my definitive career move.
When did you see him last, then?
I see him all the time. He's my professional advisor.
You never told me.
Oh, I don't have to tell you everything, Stuart. And quite frankly, I wonder if you're interested.
Of course I'm interested.
Then why do you always put me down?
I see, Alma. I can do no right, but the lovely Roland can do no wrong.
It understands me.
You've been doing it with him, haven't you? It's no-no to me in the back of the van, but you've been doing it with him. Is that another definitive career move, Alma?
I've got words to say to you.
Oh, I'm glad this doesn't happen every day. I've not had my breakfast yet. I thought you weren't going to wear that dress on the train.
You'd better come up and change, Alma.
All right.
Oh, love's young dream, eh? Forgot the time, didn't you? Oh, I'm going to get my breakfast.
I'm sorry, Alma. I couldn't stop her.
Stop her what, then?
Have you been giving her a cuddle, then, Stuart? To stop me coming down, you know. He loves young dream. He'll be that excited.
Yes.
Stuart, I know it's none of my business, and I don't mind if the answer's yes, but, she's not pregnant, is she?
No, she's bloody not. Not by me, anyway.
Stuart, don't be wicked. Who's that, Stuart?
I don't know.
Doris? Jack, there's someone at door.
I'll answer it then.
Oh, I can't. I'm getting me breakfast, but I haven't had yet.
Well, are you still here, Stuart? Why didn't you answer it?
It's not my home.
Is no one getting that door?
No, we all know whose house it is.
There's someone at the door, Jack.
Yes, I know there is. I'm getting it. All right.
Today's the day.
You're early.
Is it not better early than never?
Come on in, as he's...
If it is a nuisance, I am waiting in my taxi.
Hello, is it?
Hello, Stuart. I am so excited. What a day to remember.
You could say that, Aziz, yes.
The taxi's here.
It's early.
He knows he's early.
But not very early. I am driving slowly for once. A triumphal procession to the station with the Princess Alma.
Oh, it's all upset today, Younger Sis. I'm having to get my own breakfast.
That's all part of the responsibility of it being your own house.
If it wasn't for poor Doris, you'd be on council list.
What's that about poor Doris? If you two have been arguing and spoiling our Alma's day, I'll not set foot in this house again. Hello, Stuart. Alma, we're ready. Hello, Aziz.
My humble taxi awaits your pleasure.
You look very smart, Aziz.
Best suit today, Mrs. Crumley. By the way, my father says, tell Doris not to worry about having the day off from the shop. He says, Doris can catch up tomorrow with her work.
Oh, thanks.
Here we are. She's ready for the hour.
Right. Jack, have you got your wallet?
Yes, of course I
have. Oh, I've got Alma. My own breakfast, Doris.
What?
I want to know where we stand.
Hello, Aziz. Do you like her hair?
What lovely hair, Alma.
It's obvious, Stuart.
These new underpants are uncomfortable,
though,
Doris.
I say it myself. I make best cup of tea in this
house. You can buy them yourself in the future.
We must talk before you go. Just 2 minutes.
I can tell you something, Mrs. Crumley.
Alma, don't get involved again.
You stay out of this, Doreen.
What is it, Aziz?
Oh, Mrs. Crumley, Alma looks so beautiful. I am very stirred by her, even though she is not so strongly built as Indian TV stars.
You see, they don't cut up as generous.
The secret is to leave it to Matt.
I am opening the door for our departure.
All right, come on, everyone.
Doris,
what?
Come here.
Will you put my costume in the car, please, Dad?
I'll do it.
Alma, where does this leave me?
It leaves you here, Stuart. I'm sorry to be so blunt, but it is best, you know.
Doris, come here.
What is it, Gran?
I heard what Aziz said. You had to be careful of these Lascars. Your granddad had them as stokers on a ship in the war. After they'd shoveled away across the Atlantic, they came ashore, Matt, for it.
Don't be silly, Gran. He's only driven from the corner shop.
It's really over.
Yes, Stuart, really over. Think of it as a fresh start for both of us. Come on, Mum.
Bye, Gran. I'm coming outside to see you.
Oh, please, don't.
I thought a few ribbons and balloons on the aerial would carry a sense of joy.
You've done the tires.
I have whitewalled them, just like the movies.
Here, Alma, you can pretend it's a limo.
Jack.
What now?
Have you got the ticket?
Yes, the ribbon wallet, which I've also got. I'll put your dress in the boot, Alma.
Careful not to get it mucky.
In anticipation of your requirements, I have lined the boot with my own fake fur bedspread.
It'll smell of curry.
Shut up, Gran. Don't be half so ignorant.
Now then, shall I get in the front?
That is right. Stars always sit in the back.
I'm not very happy about the balloons and ribbons, as these people might notice.
It's showbiz, Dad. You just have to get used to it.
Will you be all right, Mother? There's a fresh cut in the pantry and a tin of pilchards open.
I shall sit quiet and wait for the builder.
You what? Well,
telling me to shut up on my own doorstep. I'm having all locks changed while you're out.
Get in the car, Mrs. Crumley.
Are you going to give her a kiss, Stuart?
Best of luck, Alma.
All in. We will be missing the train, Alma.
Before we go,
have you some you-know-what?
Oh, it's not that time of the month, Mother.
You never know what the excitement might bring on.
Please, everyone. You are such a worry to me. The train will not wait.
Look, for God's sake, Doris, just stop yakking on and get in the car.
Come on.
Please.
Get in.
You don't.
It's not going to wait here. Bye-bye.
Hey, just you be careful of them, baby, man. She knows I hate pilchards. I shall go to corner shop and buy a tin of salmon. Goodbye, you two. Ooh, I'm getting cold out here.
I suppose I got you to thank for this, Doreen. Why can't you leave well alone?
It's not my doing. But think on, Stuart. You're well out of it. She'd lead you hell of a dance.
I love her.
No, you don't. You're just used to her. She'd never have stayed with you.
Oh, I see. Organising my life for me. Telling me what I feel.
You're a bright lad, Stuart. You could do well in this town. Not dragging round the country after Alma.
I'm doing all right now. I've got sole use of the firm's van now.
Big deal. You want to get into business on your own, like me.
What can I do?
The Japs at Granny Arkwright's pickle factory are thinking of throwing out their deadbeat maintenance crew and looking for an outside contractor.
How do you know?
I'm a hairdresser, Stuart. The production manager's wife comes to me every week for a brown tint and a booth on.
How does that help me?
Ring him up. Suggest off your own bat that they use a contractor like you. Get to have a meeting with him.
But, I mean, I'm not sure what...
Take me out tonight, Stuart, and I'll explain the facts of life to you. Now, I must get off to work. And while we're about it, we'll call in at my new salon this evening.
There's a bit of a wiring job you could look at, and you'll need a reference when you call at Granny Arkwright's.
But...
And by the way, Stuart, I don't ride in vans. I'll pick you up at 8. Ta-ra. And, Stuart, wear those nice, tight, white trousers you had on last week.
Why did the taxi driver say that, Jack? Did he give him a tip?
I didn't tell me.
If I knew how to do it, I'd report him.
Mum, don't put out bad vibes. We're here. Let's just go in quietly.
Now, it says on the letter, report to reception.
There seems to be an awful lot of folk about.
Aye, very posh.
It's not just for me, Mother. They're obviously going to take the opportunity to see some other people as well.
Can I help you?
This is our Alma. Alma Crumley.
I'm Alma Amore. You're expecting me.
What's your number, Alma?
What?
The number on your letter.
Oh, 637. I'm the one you asked here specially. I sent him a tape and photo. John wrote to
I
me.
See. Right, well, Alma, after you've changed into costume, you need to have your Polaroid taken for the
Which
record.
Dressing room have I got?
The females, over there.
I'll come and help you change.
No, I'm sorry, only artistes are allowed in the dressing room. You two go and have a cup of tea and then you can go and watch Alma's performance.
I must have solitude, Mother. I have to create a positive aura.
Come on, Doris, don't make a show of yourself. Good luck, Alma.
Best of luck, love. Hey, make sure you pull your dress down at the bottom and up at the top.
Doris.
I'll see you later.
Just think, Jack. Next time we see her, she'll be a star.
And I'll be a free man. Mr. Agasaki can stick his pickle up his kimono.
Somewhere. Oh, heck. Oh, it's I am Alma Amore. The spirit of Judy Garland lives on in me. I am Alma Amore. I am destined for stardom. I am Alma Amore.
Okay, my ass. Stick your head in your glue bag and go back to school. That is the last time I'll ever front that band.
Oh, hello, love.
You a solo?
I'm Alma Amore. I sing.
That's right. Never rely on other people.
637, standing by, please.
Oh, God, I'm nearly on.
This your first time?
Of course.
Oh, I came last auditions. Under a different name with a different band. Your kid's the unemployment. You're looking for work. It's posh here, isn't it? A bit smelly, mind. Me and the lads usually have to change together when we do a gig. This is all right, though. Last time I nicked all the light bulbs from round the mirror.
Oh, I'm special. They're expecting me. I sent a photo and a tape with my letter.
Well, there's no need. Just send the form. It's open to anyone, everyone. It's a love.
No, I'm special. Special to the producer, John, just like Roland. I was special to him.
Oh, I hope you make it. It's back to kissograms for me.
637 to door 3, please.
Show us your tits, show us
your tits. You poor thing.
637, please.
Best of luck.
I'll be with you in a minute, Miss Amore. Producer John Motley is coming down to see you now.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, heck. The spirit of Judy Garland lives on
hello,
me.
Hello, Alma. I'm John Motley.
Hello, John. It's wonderful to be here. John, you can't possibly realise...
You're going to sing for us. Now, I'll go back into the cubicle and then we'll be ready to go. Best of luck.
Oh, Jack. Our Alma's talking to the producer, chap. He's smiling at her. She's made an impression on him.
She looks nice, I must say.
Oh, she looks lovely.
Doreen was right, you know. Her hair does look better under the light.
She's got the microphone. Is it, Jack?
Are you ready, Alma?
Yes, I'm ready, John.
Cue backing track.
Really wanted to go on to the end, John. I still have more to see.
Think she's rubbish?
Well,
colourful, though, isn't she?
You mean the hair?
Amazing.
How about the dress she's nearly got on?
She looks like a set of traffic lights.
That's a big girl, isn't she?
Ah, it's a slimline frozen buys and chips.
Doesn't seem to mind sharing it with everyone. Just what the proprietor wants.
Yeah.
Remember the company motto, trash with flash?
Big tits and flashing thighs brings them home from the park.
And if the company doesn't get a few more viewers, the satellite will fall out of the clouds.
And then we're all out of a job. What's her CV like?
Yeah, take a look.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes, I reckon this does it for her. Fits the new format like a glove. Ask her to stay on.
Come up into the gallery, would you, love?
Well, thank you, Alma. That was really just the sort of thing we're looking for.
Really?
Now, I tell you what, we've got a few more to see, so if you stay on, we'll have a chat in half an hour about our plans for you.
Half an hour.
Call the next one, Richard.
638, on the floor, please.
Right. Half an hour.
Well done, love. You know I've always had complete faith in you, Alma. Goodbye, Granny Arkwright. Goodbye, pickled squid rings. I shall be Alma Amore's manager. Hey, I shall have to see this producer chap and negotiate your hourly rate.
Dad, you don't understand a thing about it. Professional artistes receive fees.
Like vets and such. Like. Hey, Alma, you could be registered for that, like as is his dad.
She could.
Oh, shut up, you two. You're embarrassing me. I shall have to get a professional agent.
What about me?
Oh, don't worry, Dad. When I'm rich and famous next year, I'll buy you both a little bungalow at Morgan.
But I thought
quiet,
that...
Quiet, Jack. It's Alma's day.
I'm going to ring Doreen. Come on, Doreen.
Hello?
Could I speak to Doreen, please?
I'll get it.
Hello? Is that Stuart? Is that you, Stuart? Hello?
Hello, here today. Can I help you?
Doreen, it's Alma.
Hello, love.
Well, are you going to ask me how I got on?
Oh, yeah. How did you get on?
I've made it. I'm going to be a star, Doreen. I'll go back in a few minutes to sign the contract.
Great, I'm glad. No, I mean, I really am glad. Hey, Stuart, Doreen's done it. They are putting her on the telly.
Stuart's with you, is he? I thought I heard his voice.
So, it's goodbye, Staley Bridge. Hello, stardom, eh?
What's Stuart doing there? Doreen?
Well, Alma, I've always fancied Stuart. After you'd left, he told me that you chucked him. Surprise, surprise, he came round here this afternoon when we were closing and, well, stayed on. Did they like your hair?
You mean you and he?
Yes.
You rotten bitch! You called yourself my friend. You couldn't wait to get him.
If it were yourself you were thinking of. Well, I'm glad I found out now you're no friend of mine. Second-rate hairdresser. You and that poxy little van driver deserve each other.
Get knotted, Alma.
Come in, Alma. Now, you know Richard, my production assistant.
Hi.
And this is Bunny Stonyhurst, our proprietor.
Good afternoon.
Hello. At the audition, we liked your dress. Very eye-catching.
I'm glad you do. Me gran, she's 78, you know. She said it were indecent.
No. If you've got it, the punters want to see it.
Good for the ratings.
If you like.
So, I'm on.
Possibly.
You
see, nothing's been decided yet.
Let me explain. The programme format has been changed. For the next series, we've brought in a new dimension.
Fundamental change?
Absolutely fundamental.
Not just a succession of acts to be voted on. More an extrapolation of our title. Star makers.
The programme is going to explore the background of the potential star.
Family involvement.
It's the story behind the story.
Oh, of course. What do you mean exactly, family involvement?
Well, instead of six contestants each week, we choose two participants and show how their family and loyal friends have helped them to this chance for fame and fortune.
Warm, loving background, devoted, supportive friends.
Well, Mum and Gran would love it. As for Dad, he's my manager, you know.
Yeah, that's fine. Goes without saying that parents will be around.
Yes, now, about this form you filled in. Your best friend Doreen, she sounds great.
Oh.
Known her for ages. Has her own business. Does your hair.
Major feature of your act, your hair.
Your boyfriend Stuart, whose mother made your dress. I mean, he's been taking you to singing engagements for years in his van. It's not everybody who earns such devotion from their friends. You must be a very special person, Alma.
The three of you together in shot. Arms round each other, that's just the image we want. Mutual support.
Artists that command the love of their friends. The star makers team. Now, if you can guarantee to get your team organised, we will come up and film you all on location in your home environment.
In Staley Bridge?
That's right. We'll do a 10-minute film sequence of your dedicated support team in your hometown.
There will be two contestants per programme, and after the background films, you will both sing in front of the studio audience, and the winner of each heat will be chosen by our panel of celebrity judges.
I'm on the programme, then.
Not quite. Shortlisted at the moment, the background material will be all important.
This means everything to me. I really want this. I know I can succeed.
They all say that, Alma. Are you totally committed?
I'll do out. Sacrifice anything, come what may. A personal commitment, that's good, Alma.
Very good.
Oh,
Thank you.
All you have to do is to make sure that your support team puts up a good show in front of the camera. We need strong personalities, strong.
Very strong.
Okay. Now we'll make the arrangements.
It's no good, Alma. You can cry and scream for all I care. I'm not going on that TV.
For God's sake, why not, Gran?
I am not betraying my socialist principles, grinding the faces of the unfortunate into dust, exploiting young lasses for the lustful gratification of them as should know better.
Daft us to oily rags.
I'm true to me class, Jack Crumley. Oh, and what's more, I wouldn't go begging to keep me job to a former enemy of King.
Now, don't get in a state, Mother, or you'll have a turn.
I've never had a turn in my life.
Most the pity.
All right, Gran. If that's the way you feel, we'll do it without you.
Alma, love, after that time of last week, I might find it a bit difficult.
Bloody giving! I bet Judy Garland never had this trouble. Gabby, your local team, he said. My grandmother's got an acute attack of socialism, my dad's lost his bottle, and my Stuart's bouncing up and down on top of my best friend.
Now, don't be rude,
look,
Alma.
I am not scared of Mr. Hagasaki. How many times do I have
I'm not surprised at that, Doreen. It runs in family. Her mother nearly had to become a GI, Brian.
Oh, what am I going to do? Stuart and Doreen won't pretend for me.
Oh, flipping hell. Well, I suppose I can get the afternoon off if I get back now and stay late.
Alma, love, come into the kitchen. All right, if we're going out there, you can make me a cup of tea, Doris. You know, all these upsets, right?
Yes, who is it?
It's Richard, PA on Star Makers, the show for all the family.
Oh, hello, Richard. How lovely to hear from you. It's a bright sunny day if we're in Staleybridge and we're all ready for you.
Are you sure now, Alma? Absolutely positive.
Everyone's very excited. The local paper's hardly off the phone, and they're very grateful you're having the co-op all redecorated.
Only the end that's on screen.
Won't it look a bit odd afterwards?
I dare say there'll be some paint left over.
How do you mean?
A do-it-yourself job, Alma. Everyone mucking in. A real team effort, eh?
Oh, yes. Well, the family are learning what to say about me.
Good. Tell them not to worry. It will be written up on the idiot boards.
Oh, and I didn't tell you either. When they heard you were filming in the town, the shoe shop manager changed his window display.
Well, that should excite the viewers. Listen, Alma, John wants to talk to you.
Oh, good. How is he?
Worried.
Worried?
We're all worried.
What are you worried about?
You, Doreen Stewart.
Doreen and Stewart? Well, they're ready. I've been talking to them.
Yes, so have we.
Oh, oh dear. Well, what did they say?
I'll hand you over to John.
Thanks.
Alma, just what the hell is happening up there?
Well,
interrupt. I really trusted you. You promised me total commitment from yourself and your team. I believed you, Alma. I told Bunny Stonyhurst this was going to be the best Star Maker show ever. Do you realise how much this is costing? My reputation is on the line. If you damage me, you'll never work again. Not just in television. I'll have you blacklisted in every shoe shop in the country.
What have Doreen and Stuart told you?
That she's no longer your best friend. He's no longer your boyfriend. In fact, they are committed not to you, Alma, but to each other. I've got a show on in 3 days, Alma. I have no alternative act in the pipeline. I can't go on the air without the correct format. Family, friends and boyfriend.
I've got it under control, John. It's going to be all right.
On the night. We've all heard that before, darling. Just make sure it's all right tomorrow. And if you say, trust me, Alma, I will personally come up there and inflict damage upon your person.
Trust me, John. John,
what's the heck's going on now, Alma?
Oh, I'm going to the bathroom. My mascara's running out.
Just hold on. I was going to lather
it. You'll have to hang on to it, won't you?
What's all this noise? I know what you're all trying to do, you know.
What now, Mother?
You're trying to get me to wet myself so you can have me certified incontinent and forced into home against my will.
Can't you see how Alma's gone all streaky, Mother?
Be quiet. Oh, things seem to have gone to pot around here. Alma, you're being a big mystery. I want to know what's happened. Because it's about time someone with some sense sorted things out around here. And I'm the only one who qualifies. Doris, go and get me another cup of tea.
Oh, you wanted
to? Yes, well, I've decided to hang on to it. Oh, off you go, Doris. Now, Alma, come on. Come on. Wipe your face on my hanky. Here. I'll blow your nose. That's it. Right. Now then. sit down and tell me what's up now.
If I can't get it organised up here, the show's off, my career's finished before it started, and I'll probably end up in prison.
Right. Well, we shall have to sort something out then, won't we? If worst comes to worst, I shall even have to invest a bit of brass to do it. Well, it'll be worth it in the end. I shall have to make a couple of phone calls. I shan't think of it as losing a granddaughter, but as gaining a bathroom.
I realise it's asking a lot of you, so there's no need to answer me straight off, but just think about what I've said. I know it would be selfish, but this means everything to me, and I'm in your hands right now. It's my only chance to get out of this town and become someone. Someone who matters, someone who gets recognised. We've always been good friends, haven't we? No, don't say anything yet. Something else. Your sister, I know I don't know her very well, well, hardly at all, really, but if she were to say about us being old friends, oh, she'd look wonderful on TV. Afterwards, of course, there'd be no need to keep up the pretense. You'd be free, no strings.
Strings, Alma? No strings. You could tie me to you with ropes of fire. I am overwhelmed. Full of desire to be with you on the television. Of course I'm your dear friend.
You can mention the shop and your taxi and you'll get to kiss me in front of millions. And when I am famous as these, I'll still be your friend. What do you think of my idea?
A most brilliant one. Your producer will love your ethnic friends. You will be the chosen one. Oh. What a new star. Oh, Alma, my little rainbow. It is so exciting for you. I am in quite a state about it already. My sister will be pleased that you are considering her as your friend.
Oh, I knew I could rely on you. Now all my troubles are
most
over.
Most unhappily, we cannot do it.
But you just said, what are you saying?
My father, who is a great admirer of your whole family, would not permit it. I am contracted to marry some girl from Islamabad. Also, my sister's reputation could be sullied by the TV. She might not find a worthy man to marry if she has appeared on TV with scantily clad Christian women and men with lewd jokes.
What?
Also, we run our own businesses, and an appearance with an employee's family could be detrimental.
What bloody sauce!
It is the way of things, Alma. We must maintain our traditions in this alien society. It is our strength. This is not me as Aziz talking. I have great feeling for you, Alma, but not to declare in front of TV millions.
Oh, so, my taxi's here at last. I didn't think you were coming. I never trust a telephone booking.
At last? I have been waiting for you for minutes past. Aziz is always prompt.
Well, I don't expect a charge for you having to wait. Anyhow, you had a nice chat with our Alma, have you?
No good, Gran. He won't do it.
Oh, aye.
His dad won't let him.
You disappoint me, Aziz. Still, I'm not surprised.
You rotten devil, Aziz. I'll make sure that...
Quiet, Alma. You've done yourself enough harm already, smiting people without thinking.
Gran?
Right. It's plan two.
Plan two?
Nah, that's right. Get your coat on, Alma. You're coming with me. But... As they say on the A-team, let's go kick ass.
Miss...
Come on, Aziz. It's not often I go by Acme carriage, so I shall require you to go slowly so the neighbours can see. I hate the smell of these places. It reminds me of... Well, I won't go into that. Come in, Alma, and shut door.
I'm not coming in. I told you.
Alma Crumley, do you or do you not sincerely want to be a star like you keep going on about?
Of course I do.
Then stop stood standing blathering and get inside.
Hello. What do you want?
We're here to see Miss Ennals, the proprietor of this hairdresser's.
Madame Doreen's in the middle of a wash and tint.
What are you doing?
I'm on my tea break.
No, you're not. You're in the middle of a wash and tint. Send Miss Ennals to me. Tell her head of Crumley Households here.
She'll not come.
Oh, won't she? Well, you tell her from me that she can either discuss her private life in front of customers or out here.
Oh, I will.
Gran, what are you on about? What are you getting me into?
Excuse me, Madame Doreen.
Cheryl, I have told you before, I will not be interrupted in the middle of a creation with a special customer. Sorry, Mrs. Pike and staff. This colour is starring at the Buffalo Ladies' Night.
There's someone to see her. I think you ought to come out.
When I want your opinion, Cheryl, I'll ask for it. Tell them to wait.
Be it on your own, Ed, then.
Who is it?
It's the head of the Crumley household.
Who?
some daft old lady who says, tell us you can discuss her private life in front of her customers or out here. And she's brought that Alma with her.
Cheryl, will you just wash Mrs. Pikerstaff? I shall only be a short while. Don't worry, Mrs. Pikerstaff. She's fully trained.
Oh, dear.
Alma, Gran, what the hell are you doing here? You know this is my place of business. This is not a hairdresser's, you know. This is a salon. It's not proper sending in one of my juniors to threaten me in front of my clientele.
Don't get on your high horse with me, Doreen Ennals. We've no time for airs and graces.
And I've no time to talk to you. Can't it wait?
It's too late for that. Now, listen, Doreen. You're almost as close to me as Alma. I care for both of you more than you know. Heck, first time I met you, Alma had brought you home to play from primary school.
That's right, but what are you on about?
Sweet little friends you were. I had to clip you both for talking smutty.
Mrs. Graham's idea. It's not to do with me.
Then be quiet and be told. I've not been best pleased with what's been going on. Doreen, you've got a good business here. I can see that you'll go far, but not with that daft lump Stuart Griddlethwaite.
Stuart's a fine...
I'll just finish, shall I? Alma here has a heart set on what she calls show business. Stuart was holding her back. Getting rid of him was best thing she's done. But now she needs him for this TV show.
To pretend to be a boyfriend? That's dishonest.
I suppose you're taking him on to do odd jobs in his firm's time, isn't
it? Well, that's up to him.
Oh, that's a bit dishonest as well, Doreen. Still, none of us are perfect. And if you don't look after number one, no one else will. Your friendship with Alma is worth more and will be worth more than a pair of tight, overfilled white trousers. Oh, I'm sure they're ten a penny down your discotheque.
That's true enough. So do you want him back, Alma?
No, I don't. I only want to borrow him, right, for the TV show. After that, he's yours.
If I want him.
Oh, has there been a falling out already?
No, I wouldn't say that. He's just been a bit disappointing, really.
Oh, you found out.
Well, he's not very dynamic. He lacks the entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah, I know. He gets plugged in all right, but...
Yes, he's...
Low voltage. That's men all over, believe me. Now, first of all, I want to see you two kiss and make up. Falling out over a lad, I'll not dignify him with the title of man. Us women have a hard road to travel and must stick together. Well, if you are going to have a falling out, it should be over something important, not just a lad. Especially not Stuart Griddlethwaite.
I didn't mean those names I called you, Doreen.
Oh, nor did I, Alma.
Right, now that's agreed. We'll not bother about the sloppy scene. You know, Doreen, this shop, salon, it'll look nice on telly.
So what do we do?
Stuart's gone sulky, he'll not help us.
We blackmail him.
Blackmail him?
Leave it to me. You'll have to arrange for all of us to confront him.
You can do that now.
How?
He's upstairs finishing off the rewiring.
Right, Doreen, fetch him here. I'll strike like a cobra.
I've not finished the rewiring. It's only half an hour since we last did it.
Oh. What's this then? Delegation?
Hello, Stuart. What a nice surprise to find you here. Well, say hello, Alma.
Hello, Stuart.
Got yourself a lad for the telly, have you? Star like you shouldn't have any trouble.
You're right, Stuart. Not too much trouble, I hope. Keeping well, are we?
Not so dusty.
Day off?
No, I'm moonlighting.
How do you mean?
Well, you know, I'm supposed to be on my way to Wakefield to do a job. But it'll not take as long as they think, so I'm finishing off Doreen's rewiring.
Oh, been quite a big job, has it?
Yes, I've done salon as well as the rest of it.
Oh, lots of materials, then.
Aye, with the amount the firm gets through, they don't really notice.
Firm's materials? I hope you're not charging me for them.
So do I, Doreen. You don't want to be an accessory to his criminal deception.
Hang on, they're just gash. They would have been thrown away.
Oh, aye. Tools are yours, are they?
What's it got to do with you interfering on?
I don't like the sound of this.
Nor do I.
Then there's your famous van.
Hey, leave my van out of this.
Ah, but it's not your van, is it?
Oh, quite right, Alma. So, girls, what happens when his employers get to know he's been moonlighting and using their tools and materials?
Plus the van. They'll take it away. It's pride and joy.
They'll give him the sack. Claim damages.
Everyone does a little moonlighting.
Moonlighting? Sounds more like daylight robbery.
They'll have to make an example of you, Stuart.
Doreen, Are you going to support them?
Alma and I nearly lost a wonderful relationship over you.
Hey, you'll not get away with this.
Then there's wear and tear on the van. You and Alma trying to ruin Springs, not to mention the photocopier you put your foot through in a moment of unbridled passion.
How did you know about that?
You dirty beast. Hey, Alma.
Right, our Alma. Tell him what he does as the price for our silence.
You come on the telly with me as my lovey-dovey boyfriend has arranged. You wear your tightest white trousers. You learn the words they've given you and you smile and gaze into my eyes. And when it's all over, you go your own way and I shall go on to London to be a star.
Doreen, you going along with this?
Madame Doreen's hairstyles plastered all over the telly. Ooh, you might have to move to bigger premises.
I think it's best for all of us, Stuart.
I'm stitched up, aren't I?
Don't be like that. We've had some fun in our time.
I suppose so. I'd better get my trousers into the cleaners.
You just finish upstairs first, pet. 11 o'clock tomorrow, then, at the Clove Hall.
Doreen, love, can you fit me in for a little firm?
Madame Doreen?
What is it, Cheryl?
I'm still watching Mrs. Piker's stuff.
Watching?
You told me to watch her.
I told you to wash her. My God, it's supposed to be a tin salmon pink rinse, not bright scarlet!
Oh, I hope Mrs. Piker's stuff doesn't excite them buffaloes too much tonight.
Gran?
Yes, love?
How did you know about the van and that photocopier?
Well, when you get to my age, love, well, you need to get out in the night, if you know what I mean. I've seen that van rocking about in the alley. I could hear the muted cries of your animal lust rising on the still night air. Oh, it brought back memories. Oh, I've not been old all my life, you know. But you girls, you ought to learn to stop just before they get to that bit, you know. Oh, you'll never get no commitment from them. There's plenty of time for that when you've got them in harness.
I'll remember that next time.
See you do.
Thanks, Gran.
Well, we're all ready for tomorrow then. Alma, get that young girl to make us a cup of tea. I'll just pop into the toilet.
Right.
Well, look, I shan't find Jack in it here.
Quiet! Thank you.
Thank you, all Alma's friends and relatives. You've given her wonderful support, especially Doreen.
Oh, lovely air.
And Stuart.
Lovely trousers.
Now, I shall need you all back tomorrow at 11:15 prompt.
That's
4:45. Right. Alma, darling. That seems to tie it all up. You really had us worried there yesterday. We thought something serious had happened.
If you'd blown it, all hell would have broken loose. Sorry we got a little forced.
And I'm sorry you got the wrong impression, John. I was always quite relaxed about the whole thing.
Could I have a word with Alma?
I think the musical director wants to see you.
Right. See you in a jiffy, then.
Mr. and Mrs. Crumley.
Oh, they're on the way. Hey, Jack have to go in this morning.
Go in? He's not been hospitalised.
No, don't wet your drawers, son. There's been trouble at Mill. Well, pickle factory, to be exact. He had to go in at 4:30 this morning, you see. Pickle squid rings were playing up. Hey, we never had that trouble when I were there. Mind you, pickled onions and beetroots do us it all.
So, you used to work at the factory then, Gran?
More years than I care to remember, love. Mind you, when war came, my husband went on convoys. I sent our Doris to live with the Gran and I joined the army.
What?
Oh, I were a sergeant in charge at Cook House. I was known as Vinegar Lil. I'm proud of it.
We could use some of this on the show, Gran.
Well, the lads used to like it when I sang to them, you know.
Sang to them?
Well, of course, I'm only an amateur, love. No, I hope. It's co-op all, you know.
So this is where Alma gets her talent from.
Oh, don't know, perhaps. mind you. Oh, it was very different then. The mayor came to the opening. I was at a big do, it was.
Well, what did you sing?
I was introduced at local MP after and his wife.
Really? Right.
Yeah. Oh, useless he was. Put this town back 40 years. Sally.
That was his wife?
No. That was song I sang at the opening. Gracie Field's number.
Oh, I don't know it.
You don't know it?
Sorry.
Well, could you sing it now?
Oh, Lord, that I don't know. No, I used to have my own teeth then.
Would you try?
Oh, go on. Sally, Sally, don't ever wander away from the alley and me. Sally, Sally, marry me, Sally, and happy forever I'll be. When skies are blue, you'll be beguiling, and when they're grey, you're still smiling, smiling. Sally, Sally, pride of our alley, you're more than the whole world to me.
I'm sorry we're late.
Oh, thank heavens you're here, Doris. Oh, well, they'll let you out, Jack. Hey, you say, I've just sung Sally Farrell. Oh, dear me. Here, what's that smell?
Oh, you'll not believe it. We had a burst on the hot vinegar pipeline. At one point, I was up to my thighs in squid.
Oh.
Mother, what's that to your hair?
Well, it is colour jelly, isn't it?
What a voice at her age, I don't believe.
What a terrific personality.
Sounds great, hasn't it?
Sings like an angel.
I wonder if she dances as well.
We couldn't.
Why not?
We could.
Ditch Alma?
No, no. Put her in a supporting role.
Gran as star.
Great contrast to the other dreadful child we've got in Cleethorpes.
We'll get top of the ratings.
We'll do it. You tell her. Yes, I will.
Gran, Alma, will you come over here, please? John has something to tell you.
Well, it's not me. It's instructions from Bonnie Stonyhurst.
Sally, Sally,
Doreen.
Yes, love.
How was Rob, Doreen? Rob by me own gran.
To me.
Cyril Jenkins played Alma, Roy Barraclough Jack, Judith Barker Doris, and Paula Tilbrook Granny in Over the Rainbow by Colin Morton and Harry Sear. Doreen, Jane Hazelgrove. Stuart, Peter Gunn. Aziz, Dennis Conlon. TV producer, Keith Drinkle. Bunny Stonyhurst and Cheryl, Melanie Hudson. Production assistant, David Lerner. Auditionee, Bryony Pritchard. Over the Rainbow was directed in Manchester by Martin Jenkins.